Next question is Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, Few, F-E-W, 11157, was seen today 1:15, 2026. Margie, 67-year-old woman who appears emaciated, debilitated, weak, with history of cough, congestion, shortness of breath, continuation of wheezing at all times, period. And paragraph patient has been required hospitalization before earlier because of pneumonia, period. She's very thin. She lost at least 20 pounds. She used to work for a trucking company as a dispatcher. She's single, separated from her husband. They have three children and many great-grandchildren, period. She continues to smoke and continues to drink alcohol. She lives with her sister Mary, who's her primary caregiver. Patient has had a fall because of weakness recently in the fractured wrist, period. Patient has told Mary that she no longer wants to be admitted to the hospital and wants to be cared for at home till the day she dies, period. Patient continues to smoke, will not quit smoking. Patient is hypoxic, at rest, and with activity, period. Patient's family, especially Mary, her sister, is quite concerned about her overall prognosis. Patient has a history of pulmonary hypertension, core pulmonale. Despite her thinness, has mild edema, 1+ of the lower extremity, period. She says she's been smoking weed and cigarettes for 40 years, and she's not about to quit smoking at this time. Family history, positive for left eye cancer in grandfather, coronary artery disease, liver cancer in father, atrial fibrillation, and cancer in other family members. She also has a history of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's disease in her mom. Surgery, she's had breast implants times 2, C-section times 3, cataract surgery bilaterally. Immunization, patients, pneumonia and COVID immunizations are up to date, period. Patient's medical records indicates that she has chronic phlegm, chronic wheezing, requires nip treatments on a regular basis, used to be on oxygen when she had a house. She's living in the back of someone's home. They're looking for a different residence at this time and has not been able to set up her oxygen. Her TUSAT, by the way, is 90% at rest. She definitely has air hunger, drops down to 85 with walking across the 10-by-10 room, period. Medical problems besides COPD includes arthritis, shoulder pain, gastroesophageal reflux, low back pain, chronic pain, anxiety. Medication includes Albuterol, Bort HFA, and NEP treatments. Period. She also uses acyclovir for chronic hepatic outbreaks. Naproxen 500 twice a day for arthritis. Flonase nasal spray. Gabapentin 300 milligram twice a day. Cymbalta one puff twice a day. When she has it, she's out of Cymbalta at this time. And Valium 5 milligrams for anxiety and air hunger. Review of system consistent with worsening shortness of breath, tobacco abuse, weakness, tiredness, fatigue, air hunger, shortness of breath, wheezing, and shortness of breath both at rest and with activity. And as far as her allergies are concerned, she reports no allergies at this time. On the exam, blood pressure is quite elevated, 167 over 100, pulse is 110, or two sides 90%, drops down to 85 with walking a few steps. Heart positive, some positive, two tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows right-sided JVD associated with right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, mild lower extremity, neurological and non-focal, skin shows decreased turgor, and oral mucosa with anal lesion. Number one, COPD, severe, associated with hypoxemia. Number two, air hunger. Next number is anxiety. Next number is patient has ADL dependency. Next number, patient wears a diaper because of bowel and bladder incontinence. Oh, put in there somewhere. Patient recently was struck by a tree branch, has old blood crusted on her left ear, and a possible tympanic membrane rupture. This needs to be evaluated and cleaned and treated with antibiotics in the future. I could not visualize the whole tympanic membrane at this time. And then put down weight loss, severe, protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe. Recent pneumonia, treated with azithromycin. Recent exacerbation of COPD, chronic cough, chronic shortness of breath. Weight loss, overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman given natural progression of her disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live, especially with recent changes of bowel and bladder incontinence, tremendously increased ADL dependency, air hunger, right-sided heart failure, tachycardia, all consistent with end-stage COPD, and the fact that patient desires no further hospitalization, no further doctor visit, wants to be cared for under hospice and palliative care at home. Thank you. That's on Margie Few, F-E-W.